According to the Washington Post, when Clinton ran for president in 2008, she was 5'5", according to a height report from the Clinton campaign. But now news sources all say that Clinton is 5'7" tall. That's right. Hillary Clinton has added 2 inches. That is a tactic normally reserved for guys on Grindr. This could be a plus. Because if Hillary continues to grow, think how big she'll be when she finally reaches the Oval Office. We won't have to worry about Iran anymore because Mega Hillary can just swat missiles out of the sky.
In the historic K-Don Studios in fabulous Las Vegas. The On the Air light is lit, and the John Brislin Show is live.
Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Tell me who's that writing, John the Revelator. Who's that writing? John the Revelator wrote the book of the Seven Seals.
To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
And welcome, America, west of the Rockies to the Pacific Ocean, north to Canada, and south to our friends in Mexico. Oh, thanks for spending part of your Saturday night with me and Denise Marmeyer, the face on the other side of the glass, the girl in the plastic bubble on the other side of the boy in the plastic bubble. And it is the wonderful 3rd of October. Time certainly flies, and it is flying, and hopefully when this show is over, you will say, wow, that hour flew by because it was so much fun. We got some things to talk about as far as the issues that are going on in the world today and my wanderings. I've been wandering around from place to place today, certain things that needed to be done as far as I coach soccer, you may know. So I had to, one win, one team won and one team lost. So, but we're coming together. That loss is, we are taking steps forward to being an undefeatable team. Is that a word? Undefeatable? Or some word that sounds like that.
I've heard you're tough.
We are tough. And, I'm the coach. So my job is to, you know, bring a chair and the water and the girls do all the work. But it's important for, I think, all coaches to remember that. Yeah, I might do a little bit to help them out. But that's not what I want to talk about today, because that's not what everybody's talking about. And, you know, talk radio and the news and media sources, we only talk about what each other is talking about. And, you know, I don't want to buck any trends and I want to follow tradition. So I only want to talk about what everybody else is talking about. My tongue is way over in my cheek. And I say that sarcastically. I'm kidding around for those of you who were startled by that. And can I confess something? This is a very odd thing, you know. This may be TMI, you tell me, but I just started to get comfortable because I love it here in the studio so much, and it's very relaxing. I have my window over to the right, and the microphones are all hanging around the studio. There's 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 computer monitors in front of me, and it's just so comfortable. So I took my shoes off. And have you ever taken your shoes off and you realize, yikes, I shouldn't have done that? I don't know why I wanted to tell you that story, but maybe as an expression of how comfortable I am talking to you.
Well, that's great. And I hear the fumigators are coming anyway.
They don't tomorrow. Need to anymore. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I also don't know exactly what's going on with Oregon and gun control issues and how people are turning tragedy into a political gun control fight. How'd you like that for transition, huh? Well, let's run with it. And as you may or may not know, there was a gunman in Oregon. I refuse to mention his name or in any way publicize him or add any fame to the fire. Does that make any sense? I don't know. I'm just kind of having fun tonight, and we're rolling with it. So, anyway, the gunman up in Oregon is, He killed his English professor and eight others at an Oregon community college, and then committed suicide after this shootout that he did with police, who were basically on the scene in about 5 minutes or so. And they exchanged gunfire with him. They exchanged fire with him. And almost immediately, he was killed, according to reports. They are a little bit sketchy. There are some questions about the accuracy of the reports. But one of the officers on the scene, the spokesman for the police department, said that by the name of Hanlon, Officer Hanlon, said that additional handguns were also recovered from the shooter's apartment, making a total of 14 weapons seized, 8 from his home and 6 he took to the college. And it goes on to tell you, you know, blah, 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 stuff that we've basically seen over and over and over. So there it is. I am talking about what everybody else is talking about, and that is where I stop. Now, what I, my version of this, my take on this is it wrong for me to say I don't care? Well, then I'm wrong tonight, because it's not that I don't care about the tragedy. It's not that I don't care about the fact that somebody out there has been hurt, but I am not so terribly concerned about it as a gun crime. Are you seeing where I'm drawing the line, where I'm staking out the territory and showing a difference between crime and violence and gun crime and gun violence? I am so utterly bored, not sick of, bored with the argument for somebody did something with a gun that hurt somebody else. What does society do about it? Start fighting about gun control. Listen to me. The win is in the fight. The NRA benefits from the fight. Politicians benefit from the fight. We, as citizens of this country, in a country called America, where America is advanced citizenship, folks, you have got to want it bad, because you are going to face people who will say everything is gun crime and gun violence instead of just saying it's violence and crime. And here's the important thing. We've heard this argument before, that it's not gun crime, it's crime. Here's what I'm saying. I'm bored with the entire fight. I accept the fact that the win is only, hear my words, the win is only in the fight. And it will never go away. Cats hate dogs. People who like trucks prefer trucks over cars. Taste great, less filling. These are arguments that have gone on and on and on forever. And many more like them. They're not going to be solved. So this whole fight is boring. And it's fake. Nobody is going to come to any kind of conclusion. And the more we participate in it, the more we just push it along. So I'm saying it's not that it's repulsive, and it is. It's boring. I know what's coming. I know that we are going to have somebody hurt somebody somewhere. It's probably going to be Chicago, which that's not something we want to talk about, is it? There are going to be schools that are attacked. God forbid. People are going to do mean things to each other, and sometimes they're going to choose a firearm. And if we are so naive and we go such low-grade citizenship in this country that we accept the conversation, that we even allow ourselves to entertain the conversation that it is all about whether or not guns are restricted or not, and the people who hate people who own guns versus the people who realize that they've got to protect themselves with guns. If that's the fight, we're going nowhere. And it's stalling us and taking us away from other things that are more important. That's the takeaway. It's taking us away from things that are more important. A similar argument is being made in Congress with Planned Parenthood. Jason Chaffetz, who is the, let's make sure I get his title right here, he's a Republican from Utah who chairs the House Oversight Committee House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. He was the one doing the sparring with Planned Parenthood President Cecile Richards. Very high-profile thing. It was on September 29th. And one of their face-offs originated with a chart Chaffetz flashed that indicated that Planned Parenthood performed more abortions than life-saving procedures in 2013. And it's a complete reversal from what it was 7 years ago. PolitiFact has debunked that and said that, you know, that was all smoke and mirrors. It's an inaccurate chart. It's a deceiving chart and ethically questionable. I'm not picking sides on Planned Parenthood. I have a side, but I don't even want to get into that now because it would take too many of the few precious minutes that I have available to talk with you. What I'm saying is that look at the fight. Yet again, we are allowing ourselves to be entertained by nonsense that is going nowhere. There are going to be those that support abortion, and there are going to be those that support life at conception, or whatever kind of coding and wording you want to apply to those two ideas. You know the ideas I'm talking about. There are going to be those that support both sides, and this whole fight over it is almost nonsense. There is an amount of validity to it, but it is so minimal that if we had to triage the bleeding that is occurring in this country, if we had to triage the wounds that are part of our society, our culture, our government, this is not what we pay attention to. It is not what we should be focusing our efforts on, because the amount of it may be near and dear to our hearts, but we are not going to gain any ground. We should look back at history and realize this is a win that is, you only find the win in the fight here. That's it. There's no true desire even for a solution. So why don't we move on to something that's more important? Look at another issue where you have the war on drugs. We have been fighting the war on drugs since, what, 1981? With the Just Say No campaign, and we're funding both sides. We're funding the war against it, and we're artificially inflating the price of the drugs in the other countries and supporting them. We are funding both sides of the battle, and we are getting nowhere. I have said many times that we should steer away from the war on drugs and enter into a war on human trafficking and sex trafficking and things that are actually hurting physical people right now. Second most common organized crime in the world, human trafficking, next to only arms trafficking, weapons. And we know how popular guns are around the world in the area of war and nations fighting nations, that kind of guns that I'm talking about. The issue of abortion is the simplest, one of the simplest of all issues. And if in political strategy you pick that because people already know what they're going to think and they are not going to change their minds. So if you're running a candidate and you want to appeal to certain people and you know that those certain people believe in core issues like abortion or pro-life, you just get that group together and you start talking about abortion and nothing else, or you talk about pro-life and nothing else, and you know you're going to get the vote because they're solid. It's not a debate. Nobody in the crowd is going to change their minds. And we make a mistake in even in engaging in such a conversation. That's advanced citizenship, folks. That's what I talk about. That's what I mean when I say advanced citizenship, to be able to look at an argument and realize, this is not going away. This is not something that we are ever going to win. We're just fighting it. And the person who spends the most effort fighting it calls themselves the winner. I was at Starbucks about an hour ago, and I was talking with the girls behind the counter, and they were saying that the 22-year-old girl that just said she doesn't want to have kids and she doesn't want to have a family and she doesn't even know if she's ever going to get married. The other girls that were there saying, oh, well, you got to have kids. You got to have a family. You know what? Why not? Why don't we just trust the people who say, I don't want to have a family, and just trust them to know what they're talking about? How many people out there do you know that are parents that you think to yourself, my God, at some point in their life, they said, I didn't want to have kids, and they got bullied into it anyway, and now they're horrible parents? Well, there's some other things I want to mention about that incredible conversation I had at Starbucks. I love the talking that happens at Starbucks. whatever reason, the coffee, the caffeine, the people, they're cool. And more cool talk coming back in just a couple of minutes, real fast, on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, my friend.
John Breslin, making caffeine addiction look good.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Rand Paul supporters are worried that he's about to drop out of the presidential race because he's also started raising money to run for the Senate as well. I gotta say, his new campaign isn't very convincing. Check this out.
Rand Paul is all in to be your next president of the United States.
We're in it to win it.
Unless he doesn't win it, in which case he's all in to be your next senator from Kentucky of the United States. Join our fight to make this country or state respectable again.
We're just getting started
with one of these campaigns.
By no means am I finished
deciding which one it's going to be. Rand Paul for America or Kentucky.
We're in for the long haul.
Unless we're not. Rand Paul for president or senator.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbrislinshow.com.
If you love to shop and you love to find deals, you need to log on to 9malls.com. At 9malls.com, you'll find discounts on just about anything you can imagine, plus coupons and coupon codes to save you even more money. You'll find discounts on name brand clothes, electronics, jewelry, music, computers, just about everything. The deals are amazing. It's better than a real mall. It's 9malls.com. That's the number 9malls.com. 9malls.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Becoming a parent is such an exciting time. Deciding on whether or not to know the gender, preparing a space at home, and most importantly, choosing a name. However, at sonobabies.com, we've taken that excitement to a whole new level. Send us clear ultrasound pictures, and within about a week, we'll send you a 3D model of your unborn baby. Sono Babies is simply the most unique and huggable way to treasure your memories now and forever. Go to sonobabies.com. That's sonobabies.com.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. Thanks for spending part of your evening tonight, this Saturday night, with me. I will do you proud. The phone lines are open. Everyone that's called in and calling in, thank you for being patient. And we're going to go to the phones in just a minute. So if you want to call in, now is the time, by all means. Or if you'd like to, now if you don't want to call in, you can Facebook it. You can go to John Breslin Show, and right there in Facebook, it's spelled B as in boy, R-I-S-L-I-N. And I have Facebook up in front of me on one of the monitors right now. And if you send it in, send a message in through Facebook, it will alert me, and most likely I will read it on the air. And if you want to, you can also call in and just tell Denise what your thoughts are, and she can tell me. So there are those that like to send a message but not necessarily be on the air. That option is available to you. And for those of you out there who do want to be on the air with me, then wonderful. I love it. And just give me a ring. Now, to continue on with what I was saying just briefly, there was a 22-year-old girl, an employee of Starbucks, when I was, just before the show, having a coffee and gathering my thoughts on what I was going to say on the air tonight. And she was getting a certain amount of very polite pressure to, in the area of, you know, well, you would love to be a mom. You would be a great mom. You would love everything about it. And if you find the right man, you settle down and have a family. Now, that's a line that you've heard before, right? If you find a man, settle down and have a family. We put too much pressure on women to have children, to settle down and have children when they are not ready, or then when they're openly saying, as this young girl did, 22 years old, I don't want to have children. And as I mentioned before, we all know people out there who we look at as parents. We look at their parenting style and their success with their parents and their behavior with their kids and their commitment to their kids. And we think at some point, this person should have realized that they are not, they are missing the parenting gene. They are just missing it. And through some sort of pressure, they decided to have kids anyway. And I mentioned this as part of the previous discussions or the previous points that I was making as far as Planned Parenthood and even gun control and the decisions that we make and the conversations that we get into, more so the conversations that we get into and the stories that we follow and the thoughts that we have that are just... We should just accept them as what they are. We should accept the fact that there will be violence in the world. This is a big world. There will be violence, and sometimes people will choose to use a gun. That doesn't mean that the gun rose up and hurt somebody. Planned Parenthood, whether you agree with abortion or not, we should just accept the fact that, well, they are going to represent a portion of those of us out there that are citizens of this country too, that believe that abortion is something that is acceptable. I'm trying very carefully to be respectful of people's opinion that I don't agree with. This is an advanced citizenship, folks. I do not think that abortion is a wonderful idea. I do not think that it's a good idea. I do not support Planned Parenthood. Let me just lay that out there. But I am not violently opposed to them. I am not violently or even wildly opposed to the people that believe differently than I do, because I get the fact that they live here too. People who believe in abortion live here just like I do. And this is not a simple black and white world. This is a world where we have got to come to some sort of agreement. And when we do, we call it law. And we have already done that and called abortion legal. Is it moral? Well, that's a whole nother decision. But it is legal, and we have to respect that instead of speaking from an emotional place and saying, hey, well, this is what I believe, and you should believe it too. Look at where we have gotten in thinking that way, in thinking so poorly and so emotionally instead of logically, that you should believe what I believe, or you're wrong. Wars have been started that way. Religions have started wars because that thought is so basic to humanity. People in religious organizations, in churches, in you name it, have, in thinking that they're doing the right thing, have started killing people over it. We are going to expand on this and dig deeper into what the national significance is on the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
House Speaker John Boehner has resigned and will leave Congress at the end of October. Boehner says he looks forward to his new job as the second square on a Sherwin-Williams swatch card. I think this room would look good in Boehner. Boehner also revealed this weekend that he regularly does yoga. His favorite part is the end when you just lie on your mat and pretend that you're dead.
For $250, you can adopt a Rubio staffer for a day. Well, that, I gotta say, that really pulls at the heartstrings. I mean, I wasn't gonna donate to Marco Rubio, but I can't let his staff, who are evidently orphans, go unpurchased. And for your $250, you'll get recognition on Twitter and their website, an update from the staffer you adopted, and a postcard from their team. And as true conservatives, they might even write a message on it about how inefficient the federal government is before having it delivered anywhere in the country for 35 cents.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself? Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit destiny4.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com, or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
The John Breslin Show, very thankfully, is brought to you with the generous support of sponsors like these. Jack the Ripper. That's it. No, not him personally, but you should read Jack the Ripper, The Secret of Mary Jane Kay, and find out the only possible truth about the most famous criminal case of all time. A bestseller in France 9 years ago, Philippe R. Welty's first volume is now available on Amazon.com. That's Amazon.com to read Jack the Ripper, The Secret of Mary Jane Kay. You should go check it out. After the show. Don't do it right now. Do it after the show. And also, here's a question. Have you ever had a boss you couldn't stand and horrible pay or just the worst job ever? Well, yeah, we've all been there, and luckily you don't have to stay there. It's time for a slap in the face right back to reality. Buy the book, Your Job Sucks. Today, on Amazon. And buy your freedom back. If your job doesn't suck, well, then you just quite simply probably don't have one. Get this book. Get a life. The book, Your Job Sucks, on Amazon.com. And do you want to try something? Well, if you're going to try anything, it should be Jennifer Lopez's and Jennifer Aniston's favorite facial moisturizer. It's made with organic rice bran oil, powerful moisturizer. It has no fragrances or parabens. The four key ingredients are rosehip, oil, rice bran oil, coconut oil, and aloe vera. Yep. You can check out RoqueSkincare.com, RoqueSkincare.com. You need to know how that's spelled. It's spelled R-O-Q-U-E, skincare.com. R-O-Q-U-E-S-K-I-N-C-A-R-E.com. Welcome back to the John Breslin Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are getting nice and rowdy around here off the air. We were having we were continuing the conversation about the fact that America is advanced citizenship, and that means that we recognize and respect people's arguments that are out there, their opinions, their beliefs that are wildly different than our own. Otherwise, we start to drift toward right-wing and left-wing wingnut ideas, radical Republican and liberal ideas. Let's remember, there can be both. And we have seen in other countries that run unchecked, they can become radical Islam. Islam is a perfectly reasonable religion as much as any of them are. But you have people who believe you must believe it as I believe it or you die. Believe as I believe or you die. And that just ain't so. That's not how it is. That is one of the most significant differences between us and the bad guys. You know, we are a country of a constitution that says we all come together and find out where we agree and cherish it. And too many of us out there today, this minute, have forgotten what it means to come together and find out where we agree. Screw that. Screw that. Agree with me or die. Agree with me or die. That's not American. But there are too many Americans out there practicing it. Let's go to the phone lines. Producer Denise Marmeyer and line one, Nikki D. Don't see where you're from, but welcome. You are on with John.
Hello, is that me?
That's you, Nikki. Where are you from?
Monterey Bay.
Where?
Monterey Bay.
Monterey Bay. What? Monterey Bay. Well, welcome from Monterey Bay.
Cool change in the weather. We can agree on that.
Absolutely, that's the easy one. What else? What else is on your mind?
It's odd because I'm in an agriculture fumigant zone at this time. It's awful. A lot of things happened this week, wouldn't you say?
Well, let's talk about the ones I'm talking about, though. Let's keep that scope.
But beforehand, when the Russians invaded Ukraine,
yeah,
there was a mass shooting also in a school. I thought it was very so intensely close that I couldn't happen to not notice. And then this week, when Russians decided to bomb our CIA trained fellows over there, there was a mass shooting here in Oregon.
So you think there's a connection between mass shootings in America and the Russians?
Well, predictably. This guy in Oregon, he has a Russian slant on him. Being partially Sicilian, I always notice those towns that are just solely white, secluded. John McCain had an incredible word on our dysfunctional government when the Russians took out the CIA. Did you recall hearing that?
I'm not sure where you're going with this. I don't recall that, but I've got 15 seconds. They're all yours.
I'm empty without that, but I'm out of breath right now. It's a little spicy. I mean, a little minty, and that's fumigant. So
All right, Nikki, I get that you're a little bit nervous. That's just fine. That happens from time to time. Why don't you collect your thoughts and maybe call me back toward the end of the show?
Okay.
All right, I'll tell Denise to make sure you put you up front if there's a line. All right, and let's go to Amelia. Amelia, in High Desert, California, you are on with John.
Hey, John, I'd like to respond to your comments about the women and children and see what you think about my three solutions.
I'm not sure which comment you meant, but I bet I'll figure it out by the time you're done, so roll with it.
I agree that women, not all women should have children.
Yes.
And what children really need is lots of aunties and grandmas, and children need more, and a good daddy. Children need more than just that one woman, and we shouldn't look at abortion as the easy solution. Here's my three ideas for all of us, the guns and the world and everything. Here's my three ideas.
Okay.
We should have more dancing, people touching and spinning and having fun together without making babies, and more daily massages that people get touched and hugged without making babies. And here's the slinger. It's called snippet. Somebody did it's called vasectomies for some of those boys that can't, figure out how to dance and give massages without making babies. How's that?
Oh, okay. Well, you said a lot there, and
yeah, thanks for letting me tell you.
Well, Amelia, I appreciate it, and I will try to address them in bullet point fashion off air. You be safe out there. Do we need more than one parent? I think probably no. We need more than one person in support of a single one, or a parenting, like a one family, a mother and a father. But as far as, aunties and uncles and grandparents and cousins and everybody getting involved, it's kind of like having, what was it, the Medusa, the character with the seven heads? No, it doesn't work. You can't have an organization or a family with seven heads. There has to be one mother and one father. And if there's other support groups, that's fine. But the problem is, I think what you're leading to is that aunties and everybody else should get involved in a heavy-handed way. This is the John Breslin Show. We'll go back to the calls and talk about actually the dancing, massages, and vasectomies very briefly when we come back to the John Breslin Show. Stay right where you are, you.
6, 7, 8, 9, 9, 9. John Breslin. Polite conversation avoids politics and religion. Embrace bad manners.
John Breslin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257-KDWN.
When buying a home in Las Vegas, you want a real estate agent who knows the entire Las Vegas Valley. And that agent is Victor Gismondi. Victor is an agent with Urban Nest Realty. He specializes in residential properties. His website, bestvegashomes.com, is a real estate website unlike any other. At bestvegashomes.com, buyers can access the MLS in real time. And you sellers can submit your property for a hassle-free comparative market analysis. Victor uses online strategies to ensure maximum exposure for every property he represents. Victor covers Las Vegas as well as the Summerlin and Henderson areas, but will travel anywhere his clients are interested in. He knows the ins and outs of all sides of the valley, so check out his website, bestvegashomes.com, or call him directly on his cell phone, 702-501-3436. 702-501-3436. bestvegashomes.com for Victor Gismondi.
Cecile Richards, they questioned her for about 5 hours.
5 hours? What was there to say? Is abortion legal? Yes. Okay, So 5 hours is a long time to let the president of Planned Parenthood speak, but I don't know, nice that they gave her so much time to get her point across.
Congressman, let me tell you.
No. We don't have time for a big narrative.
We don't own anything in those countries. What are our global?
Okay, keep going.
Well,
I have to keep going.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I
don't do mammograms. Correct. There's like one or two places that doesn't. But
could I answer the question?
Sure. No, you can't answer the question. It's called a hearing, not a speaking.
Listen live or archive on www.johnbreslin.com. JohnBrislinShow.com.
Feeling a little sluggish? Not yourself. Feeling overweight? Tired? One possible solution is to visit DestinyFour.isagenix.com for products and solutions that may suit your particular needs. Watch the free videos and see how others are transformed with some life-changing results. Could this be for you? If so, you might also share your results with others and actually begin building a business that can possibly help solve debt problems, retirement concerns, and a host of other income-related worries. Choose the healthy solutions or the financial solutions or both after viewing the videos at destiny4.isagenix.com. That's destiny, the number 4.isagenix.com. Or call 732-298-6010 to discuss this one-of-a-kind, possibly life-changing opportunity. Once again, that's destiny4.isagenix.com or call 732-298-6010 today.
Visit shoprandom.us for one-stop easy shopping. From art to sports to vintage tees, that's random. Something for everyone, and new items are added frequently. We have treasures for reliving memories and treasures for creating new ones. Hundreds of random hand-picked awesome items are waiting for you. We take the hassle out of shopping. Again, that website is shoprandom.us.
John Brislin. To be on with John, call 702-257-5396. 257 KDWN. Who's riding? Shout out to Little Will. Who's that riding? Shout out to Little Will. Who's that riding? Tell the Little Will. What the fuck are the step and say?
And welcome back to the John Brislin Show. And this is the main theme of tonight. I want to reiterate that my thinking is this, that America, as I try to preach as clearly and frequently as I can, America is advanced citizenship. And those aren't just words. It isn't just the idea that, oh, well, you know, we're cooler than the rest because our citizenship is advanced. No. I'm saying we have the obligation, the opportunity, but the obligation to exercise advanced citizenship. In other words, do it. Take that action. Live that action. And that means understanding that other people have other opinions. We don't go jihad on everybody's backside as soon as somebody disagrees with us. That's not what we do as Americans. But you know as well as I do, there are those out there that are polarizing straight to the radical wings of each different political philosophy, left and right. They're pushing themselves right out there and then declaring war on everybody that doesn't agree with them. And not for nothing, but those radical right-wing nuts and radical, you know, left-wing nuts resemble more of Islamic jihad, now, Islamic extremism, I believe, than they actually resemble Americans. So chew on that one. And with that, let's go to line one, Nikki D. Nikki D, you are on with John. Welcome
John,
back.
Thanks. It's nice to get back to you.
What's the good word?
Well, you were talking about extremists.
Yes.
And I think extremists are also in the atheism as far
okay.
as going into anything. Because there was, let's see, there's Buddha, Moses, and Jesus, then Muhammad. And I'm going to cut in. And we had Doctors on Borders, 9 people killed by the United States. I wanted to tie that in because there were 9 dead in Oregon, yet there was a response. I don't know how many Russians had killed at the first strike, but the tit for tat between U.S. and Russia as far as being the meanest, there's always that extreme end that we've also got to respond. That it wasn't so swift so far that it doesn't seem to be the Taliban that was hit in the hospital. So that's all I wanted to bring up.
Well, I'm glad you did. And, Nikki, you be safe out there, my friend.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you. All right. Well, okay, let's go to World Citizen on line 4. You are on with John in Bay Area, San Francisco. Welcome.
Yeah, thanks for letting me on, John. Maybe an answer to that last caller was that maybe Doctors Without Borders ain't got, like it says, no borders, and they're helping the opposition, the enemy, as you know, not just little kids, and maybe they're helping wounded soldiers from the other side.
You know, I like your tie-in. I didn't really get where Nikki was going with that, but you helped me. That's where Doctors Without Borders are, well, you could say maybe practicing advanced citizenship, aren't they? It's, you know, someone may completely disagree with you. They may even be the enemy, so to speak. And they still are human beings in need, and they're bleeding and... You know, they may need a transplant, and they are citizens of enemy countries, and Doctors Without Borders will still help them, right? That's even the kind of good thinking of that we enemy. Need out in the world.
Even if they're leaders of the... They could have been leaders in there, even, you know?
Right.
High-ranking officials. But I had a couple other questions for you, John.
Yes, shoot.
You know, before this, before this guy started shooting at the college... He went and did that, but he was from Los Angeles, was tied up with...
well, that'll do it.
The weird stuff. I mean, he was into, you know, like Ku Klux Klan stuff, I guess. But the FBI came out that day afterwards and said they knew about it.
You sure about that KKK thing? I don't remember seeing that anywhere.
Well, no, it was a supremacist kind of thing.
The white supremacist deal.
But the thing that gets me is that the FBI comes out and says they knew about it. Now, they've done this before. If they know about these nuts running around, why don't they do something about it? And I got another question for you, John.
Okay.
And that is, I listened to this program the other day up in San Francisco. It's always coming up with next week's news. They're saying that Arianna Huffington has got a hit piece on Donald Trump supposed to come out on Sunday. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know. I haven't heard of any leaks about it, and whether or not it's going to... I know nothing about that. Nothing.
But this is supposed to sink his boat. I don't know.
Okay, well, you know what? I've said forever that as soon as he starts real boxing, taking real hits, he's not going to stand up to it. And I've said on this show many, many times that Trump is I am no fan of Trump. So if that does happen, you know, so be it. Let him go down and go back to wherever it is he came from.
All right, man. Talk to you next week.
All right. I'm going to answer that question, though, when you come. Well, I guess I'll do it on off the air, but or rather on the air, but when you hang up. So be safe out there in Bay Area, buddy. All right. Well, he said, why not do something? And in reference to the FBI and their knowledge, the white supremacist organizations exist out there. This is something I have a little bit of background with, and I can answer that very easily, I think. And it's this. Idiots, even borderline criminal idiots, are protected by the Constitution, too. Even idiots have rights. So that's the extreme of what I'm talking about tonight. There are those that disagree with us. There are those that we disagree with. But there are also those way, way out there, like white supremacists and others, that, you know, whether we find them morally reprehensible, they still have rights. And advanced citizenship, this country, is knowledge and recognition of the fact that the Constitution and the society that we have built and many of us have died for recognizes the rights of even the assholes out there. Oh, I'm getting dumped by Denise. Okay, I said buttholes. Can I say buttholes? Okay, I think that's like okay. Denise just dumped my A word out there. But the Constitution protects them until they do something that's absolutely illegal. So, yes, there are white supremacists out there. Yes, there are people that disagree with us in varying degrees. And sometimes when it's such an extreme degree, it's very easy for us to sit here and say, well, they are way, way, way off the reservation. And we should declare that they're wrong and we should criticize them and blah, blah, blah. Yes, that may be the case. There may be, when we find a common ground, there may be very, 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 very little that we can find as far as a common ground with people like white supremacists. And honestly, right now, I can't really think of any. I can't. If I was smarter, maybe I would be able to come up with something, but I can't right now. But for the most part, reasonable people can come together and find common ground. And we need to remember the fact that there are arguments out there that are simply never going to go away. Simply never, ever, ever going to go away. I like the right side of the bed is more comfortable than the left side of my bed. But no matter what I tell my wife, I'm never going to win the argument that it's the other way around. She says it's the other way around. Gun control. It's a seatbelt. It is something that we use. Guns are something that we use to protect ourselves. And also, there are those people that want to use them against us. And Hollywood likes to glamorize the whole thing. That is going to be out there. It's always going to be out there. Immigration issue. Nobody's going to solve it because the win is in the fight. This abortion issue with Planned Parenthood. Here's a little secret. The last time it was it 3 years ago that Susan G. Coleman went head to head with Planned Parenthood? And do you know what the only result was? Nothing really came of it. There was no change in policy for anybody. The only result was fundraising. Susan G. Coleman made a ton of money off of donations that came in because that fight, and Planned Parenthood made about 7 times the amount of contributions that they would normally get because of the fight. The win is in the fight. The reality is nobody cares if there's a winner or not because the money is made in the fight. Advanced citizenship means we need to recognize that and move on past it to fights that can actually win something, actually make American lives better, actually help children, help families, help employers, help jobs, help the economy, help this country, and help everybody. Remember what you should remember right now and say with me. Ready? Say it with me. America is advanced citizenship. You have got to want it bad because it is going to put up a fight, and I will be here fighting for it with you and Denise Marmeyer on the other side of the glass on the John Brislin Show every single Saturday night right here at AM 720 Las Vegas. www.johnbrislinshow.com, Facebook, Twitter, and all the good stuff. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Who's that right hand? John the Revelator wrote the book of Seven Seals.
News Talk 720 KDWN Las Vegas.